this was outside,
mm-hmm.
what would you call a shelter for them? Just for your horses? Was it?
Well, back then we called it barns.
Same as mm-hmm. for your cows.
Cows.
Okay. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
We always milked them in the hole of the barn.
If you had ever milked them outside, what would you have called the place? Or did
a lot.
A lot. What would you call a place where you kept your hogs and pigs?
Pen. Hog pen.
What would it look like?
Was
it?
Called it a hog pen. And if it got muddy, they'd floor it.
Uh-huh.
And it is built out of planks. And that's where you put your fattening hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they was just running in the pasture, they was, you know, they you had pastures for hogs. But when you went to fatten them, to butcher them, you put them in pens.
Mm-hmm. Were these, did you have a shelter, or was it just an open pen?
Part of it was had a shed over it so they could get under it out of the sun, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you just did this for the ones that you were going to
butcher.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that you was raising, they went out in what we called a hog pasture.
And there was no shelter for them?
Where they had pigs, why, you'd have shelters, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where did the people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
In jugs, down in the well, on a road, they'd put their milk in jugs,
mm-hmm.
and with a rope tied to it, and let it down into the well to keep it cool.
Do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you could set jugs?
My grandmother had one.
What did they call that back then?
Spring house.
Mm. What would you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, the mules, and other animals walk around?
The lot.
Did you have any other name besides the lot? Just call it the lot. Okay. What would you call a place where you let your animals go out to graze?
The pasture.
Would this be fenced in or not?
Yeah.
What kind of fence would you
have used? Wire fence.
Did you ever use any wood or?
Well, when I was real small, we had rail fences,
mm-hmm.
and then in later years we got wire. When the wire come out, we built wire fences.
Hmm. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to tell me about that? Sounds like you remember it.
Well, we have from 10 to 20 acres of cotton a year. We'd make 15 and 20 bales of cotton. We have made 25 bales of cotton. And lots of corn.
How did you take care of your cotton? I mean, when you baled it, how did you do that?
Well, you picked it and hauled it to the gin. And it was run to the gin and
baled.
And then it was ready for the market.
Did you use any kind of machinery to do that?
No, you picked it by hand.
Did you use any kind of instruments?
Just your hand and a pick sack.
Well, did they ever use any kind of machine or hand tools in the field with cotton? What about?
They plowed it and they hoed it, and then they laid it by, and then when the cotton opened in the fall of the year, you'd hire hands and get it picked. And as you'd get a bale picked out, you'd carry it to the gin and have it ginned.
You were mentioning about the cotton and all, and I was going to ask you what you called it when you went out to actually, after you planted the cotton.
After it